Topic today is wearing tefillin on Chol Moed, Gilan's request. And I'll start with a cute background story that I may have told you or not. That when I was in high school, so just say that there were many students in the high school who, if left on their to their own devices, would not be putting on tefillin, I think. I don't want to be choshe people. I'm talking about in general. So they walked into school, and they saw that there were some kids with tefillin on, some kids without tefillin on. They, this has nothing to do with being choshe. They said, wait, today we don't have to put on tefillin? And, and their friends said to them, no. And so they sat down and did not put on their tefillin. And one of the rabbis noticed this and got up and said, just because your father doesn't put on tefillin all year, it doesn't mean it's your minhag to not put on tefillin on Chol Moed. So, what's this about? How did we get this in-between status of tefillin on Chol Moed? What's that about? So, there's two or three main Gemaras, two in the Bavli, one in the Yerushalmi, that anybody who deals with this topic has to deal with. And they can be interpreted multiple ways, but if you're going to say yes, if you're going to say no, these are the sources you have to deal with, so let's look at them. And then we'll go through those who say yes, those who say no, those who have middle stances, and some modern postgame, and how we deal with differing shitot as well. But let's understand what that's all based on. Okay. So the first source is Gemara Menachol, Lamed Vav Amud Bet, that has the following two braitot that list the reasons we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay? Now, obviously, how you're going to interpret these reasons and understand it is going to be related to whether or not you do it on Chol Moed too. But understand that we have two braitas here in the Gemara Menachos that are listing the reasons we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, so Detanya v'shamarta d'chuka hazot l'moada miyamim yamima. You have to do this mitzvah each year. This is Shemot Yud Gimel. You do it from year to year. So these mitzvot apply during the days, during the yamim, v'lo leilot, and not at night. Miyamim v'lo kol yamim. On certain days, not on all days. And which days are excluded? Prat l'shabbatov yamim tovim. Yamim tovim, and Shabbos, you don't have to wear tefillin. That is the view of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva omer lo nemar chukazol pesach bilvad. So he didn't like that limud. Oh, so then where does Rabbi Akiva get this from? A different braita. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer Yachal Yaniach Adam Tefillin V'Shabbatov Yom Tovim. I might think that a person should wear tefillin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tamud Lomar Vayal Leot Al Yadecha Uletotafot Beinei Necha. It's an oat on your hands and between your eyes. Mi Shetzrichin Oat Yatzu Shabbatov Yom Tovim Shehin Gufan Oat. We have to have a sign on our hand and between our eyes. That's what the tefillin is. Well, you know what? There's certain days that we already have a sign of the brit that we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Certain days that are all about the brit we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those days are Shabbos. When we're not working, we're saying we have an oath, a covenant we made with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We recognize He created the world and gave us the mitzvah, the Torah and the mitzvot, and we don't work. And all the Chagim, so we're recognizing Pesach, He took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the mitzvot, and then Sukkot, he gave us huts in the desert, or, like on the Kavod, okay, all the different discussions. But it's all about the Oat, a sign of the Brit we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on those days, we don't need the Oat of Tefillin, or we don't have the Oat of Tefillin, we just have the Oat of Shabbos and Yontif. By the way, this is the reason if you go to a bris on a weekday, so the Sandik, the Moel, the father, very often, you know, different midhagim in different places, but they'll end up putting their tefillin back on. If it's during davening, so then everybody has their tefillin on. If it's the end of davening, so some people just have their tefillin on. Most of the crowd takes their tefillin off, and those people will dafka leave their tefillin on. What's that about? Because tefillin is the oat, and bris milah is the oat. It's a sign of our bris, of our covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So,
but that's in contradiction to this guy.
No, so when I looked into that regarding the bris milah, the answer is we need a certain number of otot. We have a certain number of signs. When we have Shabbos and Yontif, we fulfill that quota of signs we need without having to put on our tefillin.
Got it.
Okay. When I my son's bris was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so Rav Lichtenstein was there to do Kriyat Hashem. And I said, you know, it's, I didn't ask him, I asked Rav Rimon, I think. Rav Rimon was there. He was, I don't know what kibbutz he had, maybe Kisei Shaliyahu or something. But I went up to him and I said, you know, oat, you know, but we don't put an Eretz Yisrael, and that's part of what we're going to discuss today, we don't wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed. So I said, but it's a bris. He said, no, we don't wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael in Chol HaMoed. So I didn't put it on. But,
do you usually put on tefillin in Chol HaMoed?
We'll get there. Okay. But that's
so we know in general it says we don't put tefillin on during the Shabbat and festivals.
Yes, that is source one.
But Yom Tov, it says Yom Tov. It doesn't say Moed, it says Yom Tov.
It says Yom Tov, yes. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so we have, is it because of Yomim Yomima or is it because of the Oat? But either way, we have a rule that says we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. How that applies to Chol HaMoed is going to be our discussion in the sugya here today. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah adds in, by the way, there's an additional reason. Now that you don't need this oat, or you're not supposed to wear this oat, so then it would become, source 2, it becomes Baal Tosif. In other words, if you were to wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif, it's Baal Tosif. So it's not just, well, you didn't need this oat, but now it's a problem because you're saying, I needed this oat, I put on this tefillin, and really the Pasuk tells us, Miyamim Yumima, you didn't, or V'hayala Oot Al Yadcha, and you didn't need this oat, and so that's Baal Tosif. Fine. That is one sugya that all the poskim in this topic are going to have to deal with. Second is Gemara Moed Katan, source 3. The Mishnah has a statement, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moed Katan deals with things you can do on Chol HaMoed. So one of the things he lists is Kotev Adam Tefillin U'Mezuzah La'atzmo. You can write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Kotein Amad Tefillin U'Mezuzah La'atzmo. So yes, you can write one for yourself. But what about somebody else wants a pair of tefillin, and he doesn't know how to write them, so you might be a sofer, you might have taken a course in Safra Stam, so you know how to do it. He doesn't know. He wants a pair of tefillin, so what do you do? So, according to Rabbi Meir, Betova, as a favor, you can write them for him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, I have a way around it. You give him your tefillin, now you don't have tefillin, and now you can write your own tefillin. Marim, Mocharet Shalo, V'chozer, V'kotev La'atzmo. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, what if you need a parnasa? So kotev umochar kedarko kedei parnasato. So you can write and sell them in your usual manner enough to provide for your livelihood. So we have here a Gemara and Mishnah saying that you can write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, our topic today isn't what you really are and aren't allowed to do in general on Chol HaMoed, though it is somewhat related to our discussion of tefillin. But let's just say, when it comes to the activities you could do on Chol HaMoed, we generally try, and, you know, unless there's a case of loss of livelihood, etc., davar avein, we limit it to things that are needed for Chol HaMoed, or for the ending yontif, meaning we don't allow you to do on Chol HaMoed Sukkos something you need in Cheshvan. Something you need the day after Simchas Torah.
So we don't let you write tefillin for yourself.
So that would be correct. So in other words, this Gemara, if you're going to say that you can't wear tefillin, you're going to need an explanation of this Gemara that says that you can write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Well, we're letting you write tefillin on Chol HaMoed and you don't need them till next week? That's absurd. Okay, so that's the proof that those who say, aha, you should wear tefillin, we're going to see. People say that explicitly.
It could be used both ways.
Okay, You have to.
Well, because on the one hand, you could say, we already know that generally speaking, you're not allowed to do stuff unless it's for Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, so like, why are we getting a specific seeming exemption of tefillin? It might be like, this is just a unique exemption, but we know that you don't need tefillin until next week. Or it might be like, we're mentioning this because you need tefillin this week and you might have.
Okay, so we're going to see that none of them took that first approach. There are people who have explanations as to why, you know, why it's allowed, but it's not because you would know that otherwise. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, fine. And on a related note regarding writing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, there's the Yerushalmi, and here's how the Yerushalmi goes. It's in source 4, and source 5 is the Korban HaEda, who in many sugyas, and certainly this one, will function like Rashi to help you understand every line of this text, because it's a little bit more complicated Aramaic than what we're used to from the Bavli. So here goes. Chad bar nash, ovad tfili b'moedo. So this person lost his tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Adam echad nevdu lo tefillin b'moed. So what did he do? Ata legabe Rabbi Chananel. He went to Rabbi Chananel, and Rabbi Chananel was a sofer. So, and he said, you know, write me a pair of tefillin, shechtov lo tefillin. So said Rabbi Chananel didn't know what to do, it's Chol HaMoed. So he shalched legabe Rabbi Abar bar Natan. So he sent him to Rabbi Abar Natan. Amar lei, hav lei tefilcha, zil katov lecha. So he says, you know what? Here's a solution. Give him your tefillin, and now you need new tefillin, so you can write new tefillin. Specifically, very similar so far to what we saw in Source 3 in the Bavli, which is that you're allowed to write your own tefillin, you shouldn't be writing somebody else's tefillin. So Amar le Rav Ezel Katavle. So he says, I'll go write it. But it doesn't just mean I'll go write it. Look at the Korban Aida, Source 5. Ezel Katavle, below Harama. Demutter Lechtova Filu Chavero. He says, no, I don't need to do this trick of giving him mine and writing one for myself. I could just write one for him. Why? Wait a minute. Manita Bligarav, Kote Vuadon Tfilin Mazuzalatzmo. We saw the Mishnah that cited the beginning of Source 3. Now you're writing it for your friend. How is that allowed? You're going against this Mishnah? So halachar lo, not for anyone else. So patala kotev lehaniach. No. When we say you're not allowed to write it for anyone else, or when we say you're only allowed to do it for yourself, is when we're talking about not writing one that's needed for right now for Chol HaMoed, but one that's needed for your collection, for some future date.
The sofer can write it for you now.
The sofer can write it for you now.
And that also obviously implies that you would have to need this fill in the Chol HaMoed.
Correct. Okay. That you would. Otherwise, why does he need to do it for you now? Let him start it next week. Why does he need to write? Yeah, that's what this Yerushalmi says. So again, any of the poskim. Right. We're talking about a heter to write the tefillin for you so that you can fulfill your chiyuv to wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. Okay, fine. So those are the sources that you're going to have to deal with. Okay. So the interesting thing is that there's two tosots that get quoted, and these are on the negative side. Okay, we're starting with those who say don't. How do they deal with these sources? So first, the Tosot on the Sugin Menachos from Source 1. So Tosot says, when it says, Vayala'od al-Yadchal, Zodomeinecha, and it says, Yatzu, Shabbatov, Yamim Tovim, he says, Lo Mishum Das Sire Vasiyam Malacha. The reason why you don't wear on Shabbos and Yontov is not because you don't do Malacha on Shabbos and Yontov. Because even Chol HaMoed, the Shari Vasiyam Malacha, Ika Ot, even Chol HaMoed has an Ot. Oh, wait a minute. Now you're going to tell me that the Sugya and Moed Katan Yotet, that Source 3, and you're going to tell me there's a, that means Mashma Deminyach B'Moed. How is it that you can write your tefillin on Chol HaMoed if it must be that there's a need to do it? Miu, that's not a Raya. Why is that not a Raya? Afshar, who are the people who who have this discussion here in source 3. We have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi says, you know, for your parnasa, that's a different discussion. But the discussion here, the machloket, is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, do it for them as a favor. Rabbi Yehuda says, do the trick of giving them yours, and now you need one, and you can write one. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, very interesting, they actually hold in the Gemara and Erevin that Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin. In theory, we could wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So according to their Shita, that you could wear Tefillin on Shabbos, so then you could wear Tefillin on Chol Moed too. We don't paskin like them regarding Shabbos. So we don't paskin like them regarding Chol Moed. And therefore you can't wear Tefillin on Chol Moed. So the whole discussion about writing Tefillin on Chol Moed isn't a proof that we need to wear Tefillin on Chol Moed. And what about the Yerushalmi? So the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi.
And we paskin like the Bavli.
That's Tosot Menachos. Tosot Menachos says, we don't wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. We saw in Source 3 a whole discussion about writing your tefillin on Chol Hamoed. You can't write something on Chol Hamoed that you don't need for Chol Hamoed. So how can we allow you to write tefillin on Chol Hamoed? The people who said you could write something on Chol Hamoed are people who think you can even wear tefillin on Shabbos. They're not heretical. They're the rejected view that we don't hold like. So if you can wear tefillin on Shabbos, you can wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. We don't hold like that.
If there's a rejected view, isn't it there like a room to hold that view?
No, not when they're rejected already in the Gemara.
That school of thought of Chazal held
the view.
They're not labeled as heretical. They're the Das Yachid.
They're just
overruled. Like the Shama and Bisilo.
What the Tosfos is saying is that this school of thought held that the Ot on Shabbos didn't preclude you from wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And so they would presumably hold that there's still an on Chol Hamoed, but because of their din on Shabbos, they would also hold that din on Chol Hamoed. And we don't pass it like that.
And he says, in the Yerushalmi, which seems to be a pretty good proof, well, we hold like the Bavli. That's what this Tosot says. Here is another Tosot. This is the Tosot on the Sugya in Source 3, in Gemara Moed Katon. Ve'en raya mikan shemoter laniach tefillin. Didilma Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda letamayo desfirulayu. Shabbos man tefillin. Again, that same answer. But why did I add this? Because now he quotes the Bahag. Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Pasak. The Aser laniach tefillin b'chol shemoed. It is forbidden to wear tefillin b'chol shemoed. Uletam shememayit shabbatov yamim tovim yamim yamima mistaver shapir demayit chol shemoed. Just like the Pasak says, do this during the day. Do this on certain days and not on other days. Certain days means not on Yontif. Certain days means not on Shabbos. Certain days also means not on Chol Hamoed. But what about the second? There were two brightas in Source 1 in Menachos Lamed Vav. One of them was this Yamim Yamima. The second one was the Ot. Uleman de Darish mi lechol Ot Yatzuv Shabbatot v'yamim tovim shehein ba'atzman Ot. So what? Is Chol Hamoed also an oath? Yesh lamar, the fisha ain osin malacha, ki im davar aved. So it is an oath. So what is the oath? You're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. By not working, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're keeping Shabbos, we recognize our connection to Him. By not working in Yom Tov, we recognize our connection to Shabbos. Do we work on Chol Hamoed? Well, sort of. We do things that are davar aved. If you lose your job, if you don't work in Chol Hamoed, we let you go to work in Chol Hamoed. If your whole field will be destroyed if you don't water it for 7 days, we let you water it a minimal amount on Chol Hamoed. We wouldn't allow you to like plant something new on Chol Hamoed. That's what the whole discussion of the whole Masechet Moed Katan is about, is understanding the type of work you're allowed to do on Chol Hamoed. No, but in other words, there is an Isser Malacha. So you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol Hamoed, so therefore it is an oat, and therefore you shouldn't be wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. He says, I do have a question.
Does that Tosfot quote
the parallel?
Yeah, this is Tosfot quoting the Gahag. It says, Ubalacha gedola pasak.
Because there's an Isser Malacha on Chol Hamoed.
Yes. So he says, but the malacha on Chol Hamoed is with the Rabbanon, so how can the Pasuk which says Vayal Lechal Va'ot, be coming to exclude Chol HaMoed. If the whole Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Midrabanan, how can I prove that it's Midrabanan? The fact that we allow it in the case of Davar Avid, we don't allow you to do Davar Avid, you know, Doraitas. So, therefore, he says, Yesh Lamar, what makes it the Oat? The Oat isn't the Isser Malacha. The Oat is Ho'il Va'ochel Matzah V'yoshev B'tzukah Ain't Tzarech Oat. Then you don't need the tefillin. The Oat is the Mitzvah Yom. All Sukkahs long, we have the Mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. All Pesach long, we have an Isser to eat Chametz. Chlokis, we have a Mitzvah to eat Matzah or not, but certainly a Kiyum, according to most. So that's an os, and therefore you don't need the os of tefillin.
Because
you have an oat from the chag, even a chol moed. This is Tosfot answering a kasha he had on the Bahag. Because the Bahag says it's either because of Yamim Yamima working or lechala oat. And it's an oat because this is malacha. But wait, the Isser malacha, we allow davar avid. So that means that the Isser malacha is only derabanan. So how can the chala oat come to exclude chala moed? The answer is it's an oat not because of the malacha. It's an oat because of the mitzvah rayom of chametz and matzah or eating in a sukkah.
Just like chametz and matzah, eating in a sukkah.
Just like you have to eat in a sukkah on chala moed. And you can't eat chametz on chala moed. So therefore, that's an oat between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we have that oat, we don't need the oat of tefillin. Because you have the oat of eating matzah. You have the oat of sitting in the sukkah.
So you need a special oat to tell you to wait
to the oat. Just like we have an oat of Shabbos.
So it's an argument for wearing tefillin.
No, there's an argument against wearing tefillin. Just like on Shabbos. Shabbos I have an oat. Special oat. We say it in Kiddush. Odi beinu beinecha. It's a sign between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu that we keep Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, we don't need to wear tefillin. Tefillin is an oat. When we're not keeping Shabbos, we need to put a sign on our hand and between our eyes to talk about our special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, we don't need that because we have Shabbos. So the question is, Chol HaMoed, do we need that? And Tosfot's answer is, no, we don't, because we're eating matzah and not chametz. Because we're sitting in a sukkah and not in our home, that's an oat already, and therefore we don't need tefillin. Okay, so the Toso, the Bahag.
Very similar to what Menachem said.
Yeah.
It is essentially.
Okay. It's a Toso, on Moed Katan, Toso on Menachem. Fine, so first we have the Toso on Moed Katan, citing the Bahag, it's Usher to wear the film called Moed. Next, we have a Rambam, Source 8. So the Rambam says, Usher lechtov Moed afilu svarim tefillin mezuzot. You can't write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If you're so starving and your only way of making money is to write somebody a tefillin, so then you can do that. Fine. So the Kesef Mishnah proves on this. Source 9. Niresh etamo mipnesha hu sover shein manichit tefillin b'chol hamoed. Kesef Mishnah grabs the Rambam into the camp of those who say you can't wear tefillin b'chol hamoed.
Nebuchal yom tevhu.
Who's the Kesef Mishnah? Rav Yosef Cairo.
So I think he backtracks on that with Beis Yosef.
We'll get there. Kesef Mishnah.
Because what I read was that he reads that as an interpretation that Rambam is rejecting the din of Chol HaMoed, but he later says that that's not the case. That Rambam never intended that in that halacha.
Okay. So the Kesef Mishnah here says, She was sover she'ein manichin tefillin b'chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed is b'chlal yom tefu, and therefore we can't allow writing tefillin any more than we can allow any other malacha. You're starving, so you could do any malacha. Person doesn't have enough money for sukkahs, so we let him work so that he can, you know, have sukkahs or pesach. But everyone else can't do it, and tefillin is included in
so
that.
Wouldn't the Kesef Mishnah be technically as a whole, and you can't do malacha do you have 8 days of essential yontif during sukkahs?
No, but there are five exemptions that allow you to do malacha anyway. It's just not that it would exempt you from.
Yeah. You could do basic things. You can't work.
So Rabbi Yonatan Shai, it says here that...
What are you reading?
This is Halakhapedia. But it does bring sources. It's not just stuff, right?
It says, the Kesef Mishnah says that he understands that through the last line of the Rambam, which is this one, that he permits writing only for his livelihood. The Rambam is asurim wearing tefillin through Chol HaMoed. But then I saw that in the Igros Moshe Orach Chaim 4.2.4.6 that the Kesef Mishnah retracted later in his piece and wrote that the Rambam held that one must wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
So, we're going to get to the Beis Yosef in Source 21. Okay? And so we're going to get to the Shulchan Aruch.
All right.
Okay. Fine. The Rav in Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari, Source 10, discusses what is it that makes Yontif special. Meaning, we say Yontif is an oath. So what is it about the oath? Because we just saw in Tosfot in Source 7, is it because of this in Malacha? Is it because we're eating matzah and sitting in a sukkah? What is it about Yontif? So the Rav, one of the approaches he has is when there's a group of dinim relating to a certain day, so he likes to figure out if they all happen to relate to the day, or they're all connected. For example, in Sfira, is it because you just happen to not be able to get a haircut, and you happen to not be able to get married, go to a wedding, and you happen to get married or go to the wedding, and you happen to not be able to, all those various rules? Or is it that, according to the Rav, and his explanation is that it's like Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, and therefore all those rules of Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh apply, and therefore it's no Simcha Mareos and all these other limitations. In other words, he likes to find the unifying concept. So he says here in Source 10, nearly Pashat, the Chaluka, and he's discussing the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Chaluka, Kedusha Rosh Chodesh and Kedusha Chol HaMoed. It says, Kedusha Chol HaMoed Mekifa Harbe Dinim. Kedusha zo mitbateit ba'arba dvarim. There are four factors that make Chol HaMoed what it is. Isser malacha, korban musaf, chovar aregel, ubechiyo mitzvot anogot beragolim. Kegon, matzah b'pesach, osukkah b'sukkot. Therefore, hare shloshin mechayivim shel korban musaf, chovar aregel, mitzvot achag, nogin gam b'Chol HaMoed. Do we eat in a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Yes. Do we have to bring Korbanot Musaf on Chol HaMoed? Yes. So the only one that's sort of, it's like three and a half of them. Because we have the possibility of possibly doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Yeter mezalina lavin ki in lana besukot v'pesach arba kedusha nifradot. It's not that four different reasons for each of those four rules. Achad oser b'malacha, shniya b'musaf. Kedusha n'mawadim achidahi. They're all unified. Even though there's four ramifications of this rule, Kedushat Hayom. There is one Mechayev. It's a holy day. Nimtza Shebechol HaMoed, Kedushat Hayom lo nishtanta klal uklal mizo shel Yom Tov. The Kedusha Chol HaMoed is no different than that of Yom Tov. Ve'ein hi pichuta mikedushat Yom shel Yom Rishon. It is no less a holy day than the first day of Chag. Then he tells a great story. Shemati Pami Pi Abba Marizal, who was the Rav's father? Moshe Soloveitchik. Sheshal et Rabbeinu Agadol, Adoni, his father. Who was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's father? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he asked him, Amai ain't hu meniach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed? Why don't you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? B'shah sheharosh v'yeter chachmei Ashkenaz sovrim kimitzvot tefillin nogam b'Chol HaMoed. We'll get there, but the Rosh and many of the Ashkenazi poskim say you must wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'ramah ichriya shafil mevarchim aleh. And the Ramah paskin that we even make a bracha on it. Omena mesor biadeinu benidon minagon mivilna v'shiv aloshin. Okay, the Gra said not to, and his Talmud, Rechai Valajin, made that the minog in his yeshiva in Valajin. Baram hareya inyan nogeya bisfeika doraita. It's a suffix doraita. Shehula chiyuva. Umadua lefachol lo naniach below bracha. At least we should put on the tefillin, even if we don't make a bracha on it. Alze shivlo Rabbeinu Agadol. So what did Rechai answer him? Nimukis diaktim anachat tefillin b'chol HaMoed. Eno mishum esorim v'valajin el b'shel. My reason for not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed is not because of Masorah from the Gra and Valajin. It's because I think Chol HaMoed is patur mitfillin. V'chan amar la'ab amari k'dvarim ha'ilah. Chol ha'moed kadosh kimo yom tov atzmah. Chol ha'moed is holy, just like yom tov itself. V'kdush ha'rayom. Ela she'esh bo heter malacha. Ha'poter shel tefillin b'shabbat v'yom tov. The reason you are exempt from tefillin and shabbat and yom tov, eino isser malacha. It's not because of an isser malacha. Ela kadosh ha'rayom atzmah, because the day is holy. V'hi noheged b'shleim utav v'chol ha'moed. Chol ha'moed is holy too. Rav Tabori, who was a Ram here in this yeshiva for many years, used to say that in America, if you're in a good community, you know, he was talking to Americans, I imagine to be true where you're from as well, in a good community, you could feel Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says he hasn't been places in Chutz La'aretz where you feel Chol ha'moed. In Eretz Yisrael, you spend time here in Chol ha'moed, you feel Chol ha'moed, just the atmosphere in the makolet, in the stores, in the shul, the kids on the street, everybody going on their, you know, tilim or whatever they're doing, you feel Chol ha'moed. And Chol ha'moed has a Kedusha Rayom. And that's what so Reb Chaim said, Chol ha'moed has Kedusha Rayom. That is why I don't wear tefillin. Not because of a Masorah from anyone else. Okay, so add Reb Chaim into the list of those who said no. Also the Shudar Rashba, Linyan Soros 11, Linyan Anacha Tefillin, Chol ha'moed, Sheshalta Ma'ati, Ani sover she'ein manichin shegam heim ot. Shere chol moed aser b'chol malacha she'ein malacha da'avid. And alfa bish atira lichtov otam la'atzim b'chol ish moed. Nonetheless, chein anu noogin, we hold not to wear it. That is the view of the Rashba. The Agos Maimonios cites the Re. By the way, he cites many others who are matir. So this will be the transition from the no's to the yeses. The Agos Maimonios cites the Re, source 12. Kadav Ravina Yehuda Sheri Haya Oser Laniach Tefillin B'Chol Ha'moed Sheriyesh Behen Ot. What's the Ot? BePesach Matzot BeSukkah Sukkah VeLulav. Omanam Rabbeinu Shimshon Katav Sheyesh Laniach B'Chol Ha'moed V'Chein Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Truma V'Chein Rabbeinu Simcha based on the Yerushalmi and the Torah, which we'll see inside, says there's a suffix, so therefore some put it on without a bracha, though his father the Rush put it on with a bracha. Okay, so that was the nose. We came across quite a few very strong views. We'll see another stronger one when we get to the Beis Yosef, but some very strong views against putting on tefillin and chol moed. Now let's go to the yes camp. The first hint in the yes camp, yeah?
I'm surprised you didn't break the Zohar.
That's in the Beis Yosef. Okay? Source 13. I didn't know it from the Zohar. I knew it from the Beis Yosef. That's why I just have it in the Beis Yosef. Okay. Source 13. Talmud Bavli, Masechet Sukkah, has the following statement. Tanur Rabbanan, hayu lefan of mitzvot harbe. You had a bunch of mitzvot to do. Omer Baruch Asher Kirishanam Satav, Vitzivanu ala mitzvot. So instead of making a bracha on each of those mitzvot, you just make one generic bracha, Vitzivanu ala mitzvot. Did any of you ever make this bracha? No, good, because we don't paskin that way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mivarech al kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzma. You make a bracha on each mitzvah separately. Good. So what would be an example of having a bunch of mitzvah to do at once? So we have Rashi here in Source 14. Gives you an example. Imagine it's Sukkis, and therefore you have to do litol lulav, leishev basukkah, laniach tefillin, litatef betzitzit. You have a whole bunch of things to do, a whole bunch of mitzvahs waiting on you. So should I make one bracha tzivanu la mitzvot, or should I make al netilas lulav, leishev basukka, la niach tefillin, litatef betzitzis? Should I do all those brachos or one big bracha? And that's the machloket in our breita between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What do I see in that Rashi?
That he would
lay tefillin on chol moed. How do I know that? Because he's considering the possibility that you would both have to sit in your sukkah and shake a lulav and put on your tefillin. I don't know that he didn't say put them on in the sukkah, but this person didn't do any of those mitzvot ayom yet, so he has to do them all. So should he make one bracha or not? That's what Rashi discusses. That seems to be clear to lead to me in the yes camp. I didn't see that anywhere else. When I was searching for tefillin, sukkah, whatever, I came across it, and I think it's a very good proof. But it's not in the various sources here. Maybe I missed it. It's possible. Or maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't know. But
apparently the Rashi on the Rabbi Yehuda on the previous page where Rabbi Yehuda puts it's consistent with what we already learned, when we explained it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's consistent. It's a Rashi in Sukkah, so it's not on the Sugya. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Mordechai, source 15. Mordechai in the middle of Menachos has a short section of Hilchos Tefillin. And he says, Hilchav Nira Raya Gemura Min Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi that we saw in source 4. The Chol HaMoed Chayav Tefillin. And so to the Ri, and the Smak, and the Sefer Truma said, Yesh Laniach B'lo Bracha, Omigo Maharam, Hayam Mevarech Aleim, the Maharam, Rothenberg, so Meahid Yerushalmi Sheveti Matzati. That is the Mordechai. The Rush, source 16. Rabbi Kiva Amar Yachol Yaniach Adam Tefillin Mit He's quoting that sugya we saw in source 1. It's not because of this malacha, because there's still an oat. The Pesach you can't eat chametz, and sukkah is your chayav in sukkah. In the sugya in Moed cut on source 3, it sounds like in Chol HaMoed you are chayav in tefillin. If not, how could you write it? Well, we have the answer that we could give that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda might hold about that you could theory wear tefillin on Shabbos. What about Yerushalmi? So therefore, here's what he answers. Da'kule Amarai Savri the Shabbos Lavzman tefillin. All the Amaraim think, not like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who are Tanaim, all the Amaraim conclude that Shabbos is not a Zman tefillin. Hilchach Mistaber Lefarish Gemara Didan Delo Paliga Yerushalmi. Our Gemara does not disagree with Yerushalmi. Who said our Gemara disagrees with Yerushalmi? Were you paying attention? Source 6. Tosot. So the Rosh is saying, no. Our Gemara agrees with Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says, what about Tefillin and Chol HaMoed? And you like Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So our Gemara agrees with it, says the Rosh. And therefore, Hilchach Mistaver Lefarish Gemara Didan De Lo Pag Yerushalmi, and Lefarish Yom Tov Dumta De Shabbatot Da Ot Shalahem He Shmirat Shabbat Miasiat Malacha. You have to have a complete Isser Malacha. I saw the Sefer Itim of Rav Barzaloni Zatzal, and he said Asel Aniach Tefillin Kol HaMoed, but he continued, and a Suma, a blind person, is Pater from Tefillin and Tzitzis, because it says Ritemoto. He says Ein Nirali Lismokal Hypiska. Don't rely on him. And he has a whole long proof that I skipped, but the last line is very telling. He says also what he said about a summa being patra matfilin from orita motel. That's about tzitzis. So therefore, yesh minichin tefillin chol moed below bracha ba mevarich lo hifsid. Unfortunately, the Rush wasn't the strongest in his lashon, because he says we do wear tefillin, and if you make a bracha, you're not losing out. Okay, we're going to see the Torah's language is stronger than the Rush's about his father. The Torah tells us that his father did make a bracha, meaning the Rush did make a bracha. But the Rush writing the halacha says, we wear tefillin, and mevarech lo hifsid. If you make a bracha, you're not losing out. Okay.
Kind of catering to the, pandering.
Pandering to the crowd. Could be. I mean, I don't like to use that lashon regarding the Rush. I think he was just saying that you should at least strongly consider making the bracha. Maybe I can't prove to you that you have to or you should, but at least consider it. Okay. The Or Zarua, Rav Yitzchak Mivienna, source 17, tells us a chol shemoed shemudr malacha min haTorah. He's very strong. Min haTorah lo hava ot miniach tefillin avagav dazer chametz and chayav sukkah and sukkis lo mikri hod vahachi. So somebody wrote that to me. V'kvaris shavti lechayev b'tefillin b'chol shemoed. Vizelishoni Asher Katafti, Natati Alibi, I set my heart, Latur, Vilidrosh, to look into it. Immutter Lilbosh Tulim Bacholomoid, Yan Kiraiti, Mistavim Baha, because I saw many people in doubt based on all the sugyas. Tmiani, Heach Nemar, the Cholosomoid Yikraot, Vichi Efshar, Sheyamim, Shemutarim, Midoraita, Bimalacha, you oat. Can it be that a day that is Mutter Midoraita to do Malacha is an oat? Based on Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, not the Yerushalmi that we saw, Rabbi Abba, had I had the strength, I would have, because he really wanted people to observe Chol HaMoed, I would have made a rule that you can only sell meat for like a shekel. Why? Because I want people, you know, if you can't afford me, what are you going to do? You're going to go work, and then you'll be able to buy meat. I want people to not work, so I'm going to make them, a limit on the price of meat during Chol HaMoed so that people can do it. So he says, look, So they made malacha asr chol hamoed so that you could spend your time eating, drinking, and learning Torah. So halamadata from his statement, afilu davar asr b'chol shemoed lo mitzvah l'midrabanan. When we say don't do work in chol hamoed, it's Chazal telling it to you, not the Torah. V'teida. The fact that we're distinguishing between davar aved, where it's going to cause you a loss, and the tzarchei rabim, so that means it's derabanan. If you do right, ya kol aser. Hilcha chachareisha pirashin malachet chol hamoed mutar midaraita. Since malacha is mutter on chol hamoed according to the Torah, heyach yaale alev ish lomar shehu ot v'yifter mitvilim shem doraita. Tvilin is a doraita. Malacha on Chol HaMoed is not a Doraita. So you're going to tell me Chol HaMoed is enough of an oath to pater you from Tefillin? Now how did it stop there? He is firmly in our camp. The problem is he has a long piece where he's no longer convinced that it's only Darabanan. Chazrani bibi masha perashti malacha Chol HaMoed Darabanan. But nonetheless, even after that long piece, he writes, Lamanu shemutter lilbosh Tefillin b'Chol HaShemoed. It is allowed, regardless of whether he's sure or not, whether Malacha is Doraita or Darabanan on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Now comes, we have a huge machloket so far. We have those who say yes, it's allowed. Some say with a bracha. And those who say no, it's usher, it's not allowed.
But how will we answer that logic?
Which one?
Logic that since the Isser Malacha is Darabanan,
so
he's Doraita.
Oh, so his answer is that it's not Darabanan, meaning it's possible that you could.
So
he has a limud that
so
I didn't include
he
here.
Doesn't
hold you, Paul,
but it's
no, he says, he still concludes that it's mutter to wear tefillin chol
shemoed. But he rejected his own logic.
He rejected it being clear cut, that it's clear that malacha on chol hamoed is midrabanan. It's possible to read malacha on chol hamoed as also being doraita. It's just the hagdara, the implementation of the Isser Malacha might not be the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov, but still what you can do on Chol HaMoed might possibly be Doraita. Meaning, just like on Yom Tov, we could do, there's Isser Malacha, and on Shabbos there's Isser Malacha. But nonetheless, on Yom Tov we're allowed to do certain things we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So it could be that what we're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, even though we're allowed to do many things on Chol HaMoed, the things that we're not allowed to do might be Doraita. But he's not conclusive, and therefore he says, you can wear tefillin. Okay, so based on this whole machloket, there's a whole group of poskim who say that you can wear tefillin, but you should put them on without a bracha. Source 18, the Ritva, it appears in Erevin, but it also appears in Brachos and Nida in Ritva. He has it a few places in Shas. Avo pichein roi lechush ledivrei ha'omrim she'ein zman tefillin b'moed u'manichan below bracha mipnei ha'safik. I remember we saw a source too that said if you're not supposed to wear tefillin and you wear tefillin, it's bal tosif. But lack on the memar the shem ainu zmanan va'aver mishum bal tosif. Kol shosif nesafik ain bo mishum bal tosif. Bal tosif is a complicated sugya, but it's bal tosif when you say the mitzvah is for me to bring a lulav hadasim aravos etrog and a pomegranate. It is not bal tosif when I bring. I'm not sure which one of these is the hadasim kind of thing. Okay, that's without getting into that sugya because it's very complicated. But bal tosif is when you add to the Torah. Here I'm not adding. I'm not saying there's five minim you have to bring. I'm not saying you have to wear tefillin today. But you could wear tefillin today. I'm not sure, so I'm going to put them on. I'm doing it because of the suffix. So therefore, there's no bal tosif. That's the Ritva. The Meiri, source 19. Lo hutra asiya b'mishna zola kedei lanichan la'achar ha'moed k'gon shen yizdamen lo achshav mishel melamdo v'lo yizdamen lo achar regel. Let's say you don't have tefillin and you don't put on tefillin on chol hamoed, but a guy shows up who's able to teach you how to put on tefillin and able to write you a pair of tefillin. So you want to be able to have them after the moed. If you don't take advantage of it now, right now on chol hamoed, you're not going to be able to do it later. So that's what the Gemara there is matter. Because the guy can still teach you how to put them on. If he's going to teach me how to put them on, I'm going to be wearing them. And it's going to be Chol HaMoed. And therefore, you can put them on. We don't make a bracha. As is the minog in Tzfat and many others following them, they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but they don't make a bracha. And says the Meiri, I think that is the right way to go. Okay, now let's get to Torah Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah says the following: Shabbos Yontov Lazvan Tfilinain V'Chol Shlamoed Yesh Mistapkin Boim Uzvan Tfilin U'Manichan Otan Below Bracha V'Adoni Avizal. My father the Rush Hayamanichan U'Mevarich Aleim. So Chol HaMoed is a suffix: is it a Zman Tfilin or not? So many put it on without a bracha. My father put it on with a bracha. Says the Beis Yosef, and he goes through the whole sugya, cites the just about every source here that I cited, maybe missed one or two. He didn't have the Rashi in Sukkah. I mentioned that I didn't see that anywhere else. Okay. But he had the Mordechai and the Maharam and the Rush and the everybody. Sefer HaTruma, the Smak, the Kedarko. Okay. And then he adds, V'achshav nagu kol b'nei Sfarad shelo lanicham b'chol HaMoed. He says, now b'nei Sfarad, don't put them on chol HaMoed. Shemati shemikodem hayu menichem otam b'chol HaMoed. K'divrei HaRush. They used to wear them. The Rush said to. The Rush was 42. B'acharkach, he moved somewhere, Ashkenaz eventually, but he was 40. B'acharkach matzu shekatav Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Zohar b'mam arechad she'asu lanichem b'chol HaMoed. They heard that there's a Zohar not to. V'alkein nimnu mol lanichem b'chol HaMoed. And therefore they stopped wearing him b'chol HaMoed. He saw elsewhere somebody citing this, and then he pasted a long piece of the Zohar. Okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm an expert in Zohar. I am far from it. I did my best to understand it. Okay? It goes something to the effect of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin sometimes. And that allows us to wear tefillin or not, based on when he wants us to and when he wears his tefillin. And therefore, we are allowed to do it on those days and not on the other days. And Chol HaMoed is not one of those days when we're allowed to. And therefore, if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you're like, Minchayev Minafsho. It's really bad. Like, you're risking your life by wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
So that's what brings the Zohar, which is
fair. Brings this Zohar. Okay, I did my best to understand it. That was the gist of it.
So strongly influenced by such a Kabbalistic source for his
Pesach. So what does he end with? Didan. Our Gemara, the Bavli. Lo nidvar din ze beferish. It's not clear in the Bavli. We had some diyukim that could have gone either way. Right? The clearest source we had was the Yerushalmi. Lo nidvar din ze beferish. Mi erav libo lageshet lavor bekum asay al divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who we just observed, Lag BaOmer last week. It's a very fitting topic this week. Hamafli kol kach beisar hanachatan. So he goes so far to talk about the dangers inherent in wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Bavli doesn't tell us to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So you're going to go against Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Sure enough, source 22. The Bavli's not clear, right? Because we saw two ways to read the Bavli. There was Tosot's way and the Rush's way. So, the Shulchan Aruch is the same person, right? 21, 22. Shavas Yantav Asalan Yachtilim. Name Shem Atzman Ot, Mimenichmanem Oracher, Mizilzul the Ot Shalhem. You're being Mizalzul the Ot that they represent because the day is already in out. I see if bet, but Chol HaMoed, gam kein asur laniach tefillin me'etam hazeh ba'atzmo, shemei Chol HaMoed gam heimot, says the Ramah. So that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's asur laniach tefillin, says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim shechol HaMoed chayav et tefillin, v'yesh Yosef v'shem HaRush. V'chein noagin b'chol glilot elu l'anicham b'moed. And that is our minog in all Ashkenazi places. Ulev varech aleim. And we make a bracha. Ela she'ein mevarchin aleim b'kol ram b'beit ha'kneset k'mo shar yimot ha'shana. Unlike the rest of the year when we make our tefillin brachos out loud. I'm sure you've all seen that done, right? No, not so much? Okay. But apparently, we're a little more secretive with making our bracha on our tefillin on Chol HaMoed when we put them on in shul. That's what the Ramah writes. Now,
wait, so Ramah holds you don't put on tefillin, though.
The Ramah holds you. You're chayav to put on tefillin. And he said, and you're chayav to make a bracha. He says, just be a little more discreet, sanua, about how you make your bracha on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gra comments on these words of the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, that we're chayiv. He says, "En l'deya zo ikar klal." There is no source for this statement of the Ramah at all. He goes through at length, telling you all the Gemaras. So you know, the Gra very often will have like four words. This one's like five, six lines. A whole bunch of text telling you this Gemara, that Gemara, pointing to the source one, source three, meaning all the Gemaras that we saw. He points them out. And for this, he says, there's no source for this Ramah. The Gra is against this. The Gra says, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So.
But the Gra was also Kabbalist.
Okay.
So like, we are seeing a Zoroastic influence.
Okay. Fine. The Taz is a strong proponent of the no bracha camp. Nira de mikol makom mi sheminichan belo bracha b'chol hamoed shapir avid. You're doing a good thing. Kevin de kaimelan b'chol duchta brachot einan ma'akvin. If you don't make a bracha, you still did the mitzvah. So we have a machloket whether or not you should put them on. Put them on. But because of the machloket, don't make a bracha. And does it help to put on tefillin without a bracha? Yes, the bracha is not ma'akiv. V'zohar maflig ma'od ba'onesh ha'nachatan, as we, you know, sort of alluded to in the Beis Yosef. V'arash atzmo katav maskanatom ma'varech lo hefsid. Remember, I told you, at the end of source 16, his language wasn't so strong. So, if I'm varech lo hefsid, that doesn't mean you're mechuyuv levarech. Shma mina she'ein chiyuv levarech. But the Rush didn't see the Zohar. V'hu lo ra'at sefer ha'zohar. And so too, the Agos Monio says in the name of the Smak that we put it on without a bracha, and there's no Baal Tosif. We saw that as well. The Taz adds something interesting, and by the way, if you're a tefillin wearer on Chol HaMoed, you should keep this in mind, that if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh when we wear tefillin, so we take them off before Musaf. On Chol HaMoed, he says, you should take them off before Hallel or before Laning. He doesn't say it, but we say that true for most of Chol HaMoed. There's one day of Pesach when we read Shemot Yud Gimel, which has, by the way, that pasuk that's the source in source one, but it also has the pasuk one of the times it appears about Shartam Liot Al Yadcha. That's the time where it appears Yadcha with Yud Dalet Chav Hey, from which we learned Yad Keha, that it goes on your weaker hand. So that appears in Shemot Yud Gimel, and it's one of the laning. I think it's first day or second day Chol HaMoed. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar it's different because there's an extra day of Yantif involved. But that day you leave on your tefillin for laning and then remove it. But the other days on Chol HaMoed, if you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you remove it before Hallel.
So the Rabbanim and Nachum Rashi's Ashkenaz say that you can keep it on for the whole thing.
Musaf too?
Yeah.
Where is Machon Moresh's Ashkenaz?
It's based in Bnei Brak. It's
cool. Cool. Okay. But that minog I didn't see in my many years of Chutz La'aretz. No one kept him on for Musaf, but not so many knew about keeping him on for laning on that specific day of Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah says something that's good advice in life in general, but specifically here. Mishum d'yesh v'nichim v'yeshein enam v'nichim. Why did the Ramah say to make the bracha quietly? So some people put him on, and some don't put him on, or don't make the bracha. Yesh levarech b'chashai, k'dei shelo lavo lidei machloket. Why are you looking for a fight? V'chein lo yelech mehem b'rishit haram l'mir k'nesa. You don't wear them in public. V'achronim eskim l'dara taz, the yotzer tov l'anichim l'bracha, people, the achronim accept this taz, tiyot l'ara bracha, ki abrachot enan ma'akvot. And suffik bracha l'hakel, especially because the gro wrote, she'en l'dara ta yesh omrim, ikar bashas, v'akol panim l'inyan bracha, b'vadai yesh l'hacher. Then the Mishnah Berurah has the following advice. Gam kodem anacha yachshov b'dato. Im ani mechuyav ani menicham l'shem mitzvah, v'im lav en ani menicham l'shem mitzvah, u'bezeh yotze yedei kulei alma. Have in mind, if I'm a chayiv to wear these, so I'm wearing these to fulfill the chiyuv. If I'm not, I'm just putting them on just because. Da'af l'sovrim, the cholamoid, ein zman tefillin, eno aver al-bal tosif, kevon she'eno mechavim menachatam l'shem mitzvah. You're only Baal Tosef, you're saying, I'm doing a mitzvah, and you're not mechuyiv to do that mitzvah. So here you're saying, if I'm not mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, I'm not putting them on for a mitzvah. V'adai, v'kol she'kein she'en l'chosh b'zeh l'yisr zilzul sh'al cholamoid, zeh gam kein eno elem in kavin l'shem mitzvah kanal. And tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, ein l'anicham cholamoid, od katvu achronim, that the ein nachon she'berach neser achak, satam yanichu tefillin, satam lo yanichu. Mishum lo tikud go to do. We have a rule. We want everybody in shul to be doing the same thing. So we shouldn't have some people with tefillin and some without tefillin. Mishen maniach tefillin b'chol hamoed shempalav menu neset shemanichin tefillin yesh lo gam ken lanichan. So if you go to shul where everybody's wearing tefillin, you have to wear them too. O believe bracha v'tzibur shenagul aniach tefillin elam l'shanam enagam. But don't do the bracha, and you know, and the tzibur should keep their minog. That was the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to get to a discussion of go do in a minute. But the Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this. Kol Esfarnim Ein Menichim, Kol Ashkenazim Menichim, Achatam Menichim Below Bracha. So, the Sfarnim don't put on, the Ashkenazim do, but we do without a bracha, V'chein Roy Lassot. Kfar Arichu B'zeh Kamim G'doli Achronim, Zeh Omer B'cho, Zeh Omer B'cho. This one says this one says that. V'chein Kol Echad Yachzik B'menago, follow your minog. V'achshav Rabu Gam Bein Ashkenazim Shalol Anicham. V'achshav is the Aruch HaShulchan's way of saying recently. As in, I don't know what happened, but for some reason, it's come that fewer and fewer Ashkenazim seem to be putting on their tefillin l'chol moed. V'ein la'arich
b'zeh. There's no reason for it, it just happened.
I guess because they looked around and saw that there were
people. Because of the Holocaust, there were all German Jews who laid tefillin.
Oh. Hmm?
It was German Jews who laid tefillin, Western Europeans, and they got killed.
So is that true? Because I went to a lot of shuls in America where there were, you know, I don't know if it was 40-60, 60-40, or 50-50, 70-30, but there were plenty wearing tefillin and plenty not. So were we all violating lo tidgodudu? So the Igros Moshe, a number of tshuvas, says in America, and again, may apply in many other communities. That was where he was the posek, so it may apply where you're from as well. Ask your maradatra, but bedavran, for example, here regarding also a timely tshuva, this is regarding the different opinions regarding Sfiras HaOmer. So when he was asked, can you go to one, to if you're keeping the first 33 days and somebody else is keeping the last 33 days, so they're making a wedding at the time that's sphere for you and not for them. Can you go to it? And he was matir. And why was he matir? He says, it's not loaded go to do. Why was it not go to do? We know we're a place, shenit kapsu anashim mikol makomot, our share a human hagim eshunim sheba etzem yesh lekol echal asur keminagam bakom sheba misham, dehave kishnei beitin be'erachat. It's like there's two beisdins, and they're following one beisdin, and you're following the other beisdin. Leka misham loaded go to do. There's no loaded go to do in such a case. So therefore, you can have a shul where there are some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin. Okay, so now let's sum up with a few points. Also, will relate to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We have the Shulchan Aruch Beis Yosef saying Sephardi custom is to not wear tefillin. It's based on Kabbalah. The Zohar was very against. And the Mechaber says, it's usher to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says, we wear, say a bracha, minuk to say it quietly. Mishnah Berurah explains very wisely, avoid fights. So most who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed don't make a bracha. That's based on the Taz. I've heard of some who make the bracha only on the Shel Yad that day, not on the Shel Rosh, because of a Sveik Sveika. Because the Shel Rosh is already a machloket if we make a bracha on it. Some say that's the reason the Baruch Shem called Makot Tov L'Olam Ve'ed. The Rav had a whole other explanation for the Baruch Shem on it. It's on Shem Tefillin. So that's one possibility. The Gra was not like Mechaber. So you see, what was like the Mechaber that we don't wear it. So you see, the person is not wearing. He's either following the Gra, Chaim Soloveitchik, right? Chaim Volozhin, the Gra, or Sfardi. It's a real minhag, meaning you can't fault them, but you should follow the family minhag. But many Hasidim stop probably based on Kavala, and in Eretz Yisrael, almost no one wears. How did minhag Eretz Yisrael get established? Good, and Talmidei Agra. In the 1800s, there was a mass aliyah, Sfardim, and Talmidei Agra. Those are both the groups who don't wear tefillin chol moed. So the minhag Eretz Yisrael is to not wear tefillin chol moed. So therefore, if you come to Eretz Yisrael and you want to put on tefillin, it's a violation of lo tidgodedu. That which Rav Moshe Feinstein was allowing in America, they should have 64. That's not the case here in Eretz Yisrael. You come here and go to a shul, you will be causing a big issue if you put on your tefillin there. So many poskim say you should put on betzina, which means privately, not betzina with hatred. Okay, you should put it on privately, but that's if you're visiting here. If you move here, so there is a bit of machloket, but the most common psak I've seen attributed to many is that you no longer put on tefillin. Now you follow the minhag makom. You don't wear tefillin here on Chol HaMoed. If you didn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed back home, is either based on the Gra or Kabbalah, meaning depending if there's Hasidic influences.
But I feel like the majority of the Ashkenazi community, that's what happened. Because
the majority of the Ashkenazi community is Eastern Europe.
Yeah, so he's saying there was a minhag of Yekis.
The Ramah was an Eastern European, and he passed away that all Eastern Europeans should be wearing tefillin chol moed.
Okay. But there's a very old community of German Jews that even predates the Ramah in the 1500s. So therefore, their minhagim are 900-year-old minhagim and very strong. And they keep them very well. I went to... I went to Breuer's during Elul, and they didn't say with David. The David was a newer minhag than the Breuer's community.
So they
blew like 10 blasts of the shofar, not 4. They have their minhagim. So they're very makpid and keep their minhagim, rightfully so. And therefore, you can't tell a German Jew he should be putting it on. What shouldn't happen, though, is there shouldn't be fights. I know my father told me that there was once a machloket in the shul where somebody was screaming at people, Chol HaMoed, HaMoed, and they're like, Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed. I will add the following. There is no causal relationship or direct biconditional relationship between working on Chol HaMoed and wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed, meaning there are those who wear tefillin Chol HaMoed and don't go to work, and there are those who don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed and go to work. But the whole idea of it being Chol HaMoed, and maybe that's a reason to not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, should give you an idea about what the character of your Chol HaMoed should look like. And that's very clear to me.
So I personally,
when I was in Chutz La'aretz, I wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And now that I made Aliyah, I no longer do, following the standard shakir.
There is a Yekesh Shul in B'nai Brak that even publicly they maintain, this is the Makom Mereshes Ashkenaz. They maintain that, like, it doesn't matter if this is like Minhag Makom, like, because it's a halakhic issue as opposed to a minhagic issue, right?
Okay. I don't recommend you starting a shul that does that. I would, recommend following the local minhag. But I'm saying,
it's all based on minhag in the end, really.
No, but it's a distinction on whether or not there's a chiyuv. Otherwise, like, it's not a minhag. You can't say, it's my minhag not to keep a chiyuv midraisa.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what a lot of people do.
No, but think about it this way. Let's just add this as last, and then with this I'll end.
If it's a chiyuv,
there's the chiyuv midraisa in general to wear tefillin. is a big issue wearing tefillin. The Gemara brachos refers to this karkafta deloma not tefillin, a head without tefillin. We have halachic ramifications of tefillin. In fact, you know, you're not supposed to interrupt from Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei, right? So you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Imagine if at that moment, when you're about to start your Shmona Esrei, tefillin show up. So you stop, put on your tefillin, and he says you make the bracha later. He doesn't want you to make the bracha right then. But it's important enough for you to get your tefillin then, and, or to interrupt right then. So too right before Shema, or in the middle of Shema, you stop, you put them on. We don't want you saying Shema without tefillin. It's like, may you aid the sheker on yourself. You're saying, Hashem, you commanded me to... Okay, so that's, again, so there's times when you're not mechuyev to. So at night, and Shabbos, and Yontif, so we don't. But there's an idea that we're supposed to be having tefillin, and the tefillin is important. And so maybe whatever it is that you're violating by not wearing tefillin on Chol Moed, meaning that we would tell you not to wear tefillin on Chol Moed, maybe that should be overridden by the overarching obligation to wear tefillin. So that is the approach of those who say to wear. So it's not just like minhag, well, I'm from Poland, so therefore I do or don't. It's, there's an approach that it's an obligation. And without knowing that this is a day that I'm not supposed to or don't need to, so I do. And that should be the default. The default is you do. That doesn't mean that those who don't, it's not legitimate. There's, you know, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't need my askama. The Gra doesn't need my askama. But I'm saying it shouldn't be a flippant decision to not wear tefillin. Say, to not just walk into shul and be like, well, that guy's pretty frum, he's not wearing tefillin, so I guess I'm not going to wear tefillin today either. That is what shouldn't happen. And with that, I'll end. If you have questions, you can ask after.